Tekashi 6ix9ine owes bank, according to a huge fashion line. Taylor teases Midnights just one track at a time. Maren Morris may skip a major award show after her feud with Brittany Aldean. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Wednesday, September 21st, and 6ix9ine has got some legal problems. Who would have guessed that? Let's jump right in. Tekashi brags about his money, but apparently can't afford Fashion Nova like the rest of us. And they're getting their money back. I always feel like I save good when I order Fashion Nova, but apparently 6ix9ine needs it for a free 99. TMZ is reporting a judgment from the fast fashion brand's 2020 lawsuit, in which Fashion Nova alleged the rapper and others skirted off with their cash in 2018. Tekashi reportedly agreed to a judgment against him in the amount of $350,000. How many pairs of matching sweatsuits did this man take? 6ix9ine alone is responsible for paying $39,000, but could pay a lot more if his booking and others don't pay the rest. He simply told TMZ, that's hilarious.
I know that I have a habit of dropping cryptic clues and Easter eggs when giving you information about new music, and I am not here to deny that, but I am here to defy that.
Taylor Swift launched a new series Wednesday at midnight called Midnight's Mayhem with Me, where the superstar reveals titles to her upcoming Midnight's album due out October 21st.
I'm going to be using this technologically advanced device to help me allow fate to decide exactly what track titles I'm going to be announcing and in what order.
The singer draws the first ball from the cage and it's track number 13, Taylor's very famous lucky number. She then picks up a red phone and reveals the track's title.
Mastermind.
Leave it up to Taylor to come up with this very clever way to reveal titles. I found my new favorite TikTok series. Maren Morris may be skipping this year's CMA Awards after her feud with Brittany Aldean. Maren and Jason Aldean's wife exchanged words on Insta after Brittany made transphobic remarks on the gram. Maren went on to call Aldean Insurrection Barbie. You're gonna miss the way I used to make you say. After the tiff, Morris told the Los Angeles Times she may not go to the November 9th show, saying, I don't know if I feel at home there right now. She added, there's a very insidious culture of people feeling very comfortable being transphobic and homophobic and racist, and that they wrap it in a joke and no one will ever call them out. And Maren says she hates feeling like she has to be a hall monitor for treating people like human beings in country music. Hey, that's it for today. And for the latest and greatest in music, make sure you subscribe to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.